head now. The pressure hits until your fate. You so fear shame, you so fear hate. At now, at now. You think that you can take it all, the first stone, even the whole wall. At now. Although some pretend it is a weakness to break down, you have pushed yourself beyond distress, and you know now to rise from the altar of that fears and to cool down. Remember all the pain you have left behind. At night, you'll soon be running out of space. The swelling's distorting your face. At night, at night, there is only so much of you. Soon, no more left to hide into. At night, although some pretend it is a weakness to melt down, you have pushed yourself beyond distress, and you know now. To rise from the altar of their fears and to cool down. Remember all the pain you have left behind. These walls like melt, lift your wings, your breath. Get this vicious wheel spinning furthermore. Pain and fear hungrier than before. At now, when the rock within is breaking, the grounds underneath are shaking. At now, when your heart races ahead of you, you can't keep up, that much is true. At now, although some pretend it is a weakness to run down, you have pushed yourself beyond distress, and you know now. Rise from the ashes of your fears and to cool down. Remember all the pain you have left behind. With all black milk, lift your wings, your blood. Get this vicious wheel spinning furthermore. Pain and fear for fear.
Welcome, welcome. Hope everybody is ready to hear some great music tonight. We have some people here that you haven't heard on our radio program before, and we're constantly getting music submitted to Vertical Live Radio, so we're looking forward to having another show today of Music Cafe. Our guest host is Unconventional, and she's here to talk about the music that we're going to play tonight. And also, our featured guest tonight is going to be City Life, who's from Phoenix, Arizona, and so it's going to be a pleasure to introduce her to you. The lady we just heard right now is Tiki Black. She's from Manchester in the United Kingdom. She has an album that's out as well. We're going to play another cut from her. But right now, we're going to play a little bit of Six Man, and then we're going to come in and talk to City Life and Unconventional. Unconventional, how are you today?
I'm fine. Hey, hey, how you doing, everybody?
How's your week? How was your week today? This week?
Busy, but, you know, I'm zipping right through it. I'm zipping right through it, you know. Blessed.
Great. Well, we're going to play a little Six Man, and then we're going to come back and play one of the demos you sent me from City Life and go into our interview and talk more to her and see what her projects are coming up and where she's playing. So everybody, get ready, sit back, relax. Get your favorite, you know, coffee, tea, or beverage, and listen to
some good
music.
Turn up.
Just take some time and smoke this weed. But you know how I'm forever
injecting my veins with the hemp weed. Critically acclaimed, when you hear my name, it sounds difficult like the strings on the violin. I'm forever like the crew from Shaolin, or like the meaning when you say from now until then. Motor City classic, born as a bastard, talking to the world clear with no static. Taught to hustle and make something out of it. From nothing, I can make something out of it. Growing up, no style, clothes didn't switch. It's like every day I had to wear the same fit. So forever, I'ma be smoking, determined to make the whole world feel me. Working in this factory, I see no success. Forever, I'ma stay high and only smoke the best. Forever. Can't do much. It's like you're speaking out your mouth and can't say much. I wanna be forever young, like Jay said. But inside my mind, sometimes I wish I was dead. And chicks say I got a real bad attitude. Well, see like I see from my altitude. Forever, I just wanna give to my brother. Had a hard life growing up without his mother. So forever in the time, I hope that we shine. Forever like the time and space. And I miss you when I can't see your face. Like forever, I'm stuck in the same place, still running the same race. THC running through my veins. Forever like the night it rained, it felt like a thousand hurricanes. Forever.
Yeah, that was Six Man. That's one of his older cuts, I think, last year. I'm looking forward to listening to the new one that he sent us, that he just finished with his new album called Reconnect. He's back in Atlanta now. He was overseas in Amsterdam, I believe, when he did this song Forever. Six Man, he was in Amsterdam a long time and went over there, and he just loved it, and they loved him. So now he's in Atlanta, got a new album. From what I understand, he's in a movie as well that's being shot down there. So I'm looking forward to having him come back on the program again and talk a little bit about his experience overseas. So we'll look forward to that, and we'll talk a little bit more about Six Man when we play his other song. But right now, I want to bring on City Life. City Life is a local artist for here in Phoenix, Arizona. We're broadcasting in Phoenix, Arizona tonight. And I'm gonna let you introduce City Life. Hey, City, how are you?
What's going on?
City, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I am. So I'm good, and I love the music that Nicole let me listen to. So we're looking
forward to talking to you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, seeing what you're doing. So look, tell us a little bit about you. Tell my audience a little bit about who you are and what caused you to really get into music.
Well, first of all, I want to say I appreciate you for inviting me out to your radio station this evening. This is a honor to be a part of Music Cafe. I think it's dope that you support local artists on the level that you do, because we definitely need that continued support as we try and go from underground to a more mainstream artist, if that eventually becomes the case. But as far as with me, just a little bit about myself, I go by City Life. It's spelled L-Y-F-E. You know, a lot of people get it confused with L-I-F-E, but, every artist has to add their own little spice to it, so that's my spice.
Right.
I was born in Texas, in Lubbock, Texas, and brought out to Phoenix, Arizona as a baby. So as far as I'm concerned, that's what the birth certificate says. I think it's lying because I've not. I learned how to walk and talk and everything in Phoenix, Arizona, so I'm pretty much a Phoenician, but salute to all the Texans. What made me want to do music, it was just something that God instilled in me as a child, and growing up, I've always been musically talented. I mean, I've done things from taking piano courses to trying to learn guitar strings and things like that, singing in a chorus, being in church singing and things like that, and it was just something that was immediately, I feel like, instilled in me as a child. And as I got older, I just wanted to take more of a grasp on that, you know, because music is the one thing that keeps the world moving, keeps the world ticking, keeps the world motivated, and it's obviously like the number one thing that uplifts the human being, you know what I'm saying? And I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to be a part of that, that individual in the world that actually motivated people through my sound. So I have to say that's the number one thing that made me want to pursue my music even further.
Okay. Well, awesome. I liked the quote that you had on your website, brushing my shoulders off, caution sweepers ahead, I'm up late like a diesel while you're sleeping in bed.
Thank you. That actually comes directly. That comes directly from a verse that I wrote for a song on a previous album that actually was put on the back burner due to some things that kind of fell through the cracks with a producer that I was working with at the time. But the music was totally awesome. You know what I mean? It was amazing. And so when I worked with an individual on my bio, they were like, you know what? We need something that will really open up this bio and this website with a boom. And they were like, give me a verse that you feel like the beginning of a verse that you feel like would be most impactful, something profound. And I said, you know what? I got just the perfect section of a verse for you. And I gave it to them, and they said the same thing. So we had to run with it. So I appreciate you acknowledging that.
Yes, I really like it. I really, really like it. Well, I want to play one of your demos that Nicole sent me, and then we'll get more into talking about your music and the thoughts in your head when you were writing a particular song. So we're gonna play. I'm gonna play the first demo here. I'm gonna play your song that she sent me called For Bread.
Let's get it.
Okay, here we go, everybody. This is For Bread by City Light.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Lifetime. Yeah, y'all know about these broads out here that's trying to get that cash. You might want to make sure that you're making it. Because if you're not, you're not messing with it.
Do whatever for the bread. She needin' cheese like a burger, but you'll never see a bag. To spread both her legs, pretty sneaky with the sex. She's an undercover hoe, super hoe with dough to get. When it's time to get a check, she's the first to show her face. Outrunning everybody just to win the paper chase. Hoppin' in the Maserati, real expensive with a taste. Paul McCartney type of cash, what she considers real cake. A girl's not a real party if it's not enough to make. Taking breaks is not a style, and you will never see a late. And make room for a quick. You better give her plenty space. And if you not a trick, you won't get a pretty face. You won't get her in your place because she's never been done. Sophisticated type of style, a con artist for the fun. Atomic mind for the fun. You could never get it done. You know she real about her bread, don't play around with her lunch. Bottle service for the thirst, that's a perfect way to stunt. Put the black card on deck, that'll really turn her on. But the number one rule is to give her what she wants. Do whatever for the bread, you know she needin' every crumb. You better give her what she wants. Bread. She said she'll do whatever for the bread. She said she'll do whatever for the
bread.
As long as she is getting money, then you know she getting
bread.
As long as she is getting money, then you know she getting
bread.
As long as she is getting money, then you know she getting
bread.
A couple knots won't do it if it's not from a lump. You need somebody that can ball and fill a closet with them pumps. It's a country full of chumps and suckers acting like some thugs. Pushing drugs with little weight and probably pissing off the plug. It's not considered real bust if you're not the type to get it. Real sacks look tall, but if they're shorter than a midget, just forget it. Don't you fit it, don't you even try to kick it. You can't get it, you can't visit, you belong with all the misfits. All these fakers want a real bitch. I guess that's why they be pretending like they real rich. I guess that's why these girls beginning to be real smart. Real talk, these broads don't want you if you're broke, boy. You gotta get it like Dre's beats. And maybe then you'll get a couple apple booty shaking. Club owners and pimps, it's all great. So do whatever it is, but keep the money making for the bread. Bread, 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 bread. She said she'll do whatever for the bread, 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 bread.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
I like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what was the inspiration behind that song, City?
Oh, my God. Okay, so just to make a long story short, the album that song is actually coming up on is titled Definition of a Queen, and I decided to push that as a single first because getting a great response out of the people that were hearing it, and it was like, look, this is dope, this would make a wonderful radio hit and everything, right? And so the inspiration, first of all, came from just me. First, I have six brothers, and, you know, they deal with a lot of women. There's a lot of males out there that go through, you know, experiences with females being gold diggers and so forth, but then there's a lot of women out there who, you know, they're worth more than what they appear, you know, so it's almost like, you know, it's like a double entendre, really, to speak for the males and the females, although some segments of that song, the females probably wouldn't relate to, and they probably would, you know, sob a little, maybe because they too much are involved in that type of scenario themselves, but the inspiration really was so that I could put a song on the album that would cater and gear more towards a male's perspective. And, you know, not because the title of the album is Definition of a Queen, I still wanted to make it as universal as possible, you know, making it a message not just for women, but also for men, too.
Okay. All right. Well, I definitely like it. Unconventional, what do you think?
Oh, you know, I'm digging it. You know, City's a very talented individual, and she's on her game and she's on her grind. And I've had the pleasure of knowing her for a couple of years, but I recently had the pleasure of really, really, really getting to know her and getting to know her music. I mean, I've been following her music for a couple of years, but getting to really see the process that she goes through, when she's doing her tracks and doing her cuts, and she's really passionate about her music, and I'm passionate about it too, and it's just nothing but up from here, nothing but up.
Okay. And so tell me, you know, how did you put together your, you know, who's your background crew, or do you use a band, or do you have your own people that you record with?
Yeah, so I'm an independent artist, obviously, and over the years it's been real difficult trying to find somebody I can consistently work with. And over the past 3 years, God blessed me with a man that goes by DJ Bombay as a producer, and he's actually the producer behind that track. And when I met this guy, it was in the crossfires of me dealing with a transition that was forcing me to let go of a producer who had kind of scammed me a little bit. And this man had just so happened to be in the Guitar Center, which is out here. It's a music store, huge music store out here in Arizona, where you can go and buy anything music, sound, whatever. And this man was sitting in there actually trading in his turntables to become a full-time producer, because his wife current wife right now was like, you know what, I can't deal with you being a DJ anymore. You're going to have to find another route to your music. And so he did that out the respect of his wife. He was like, I'm just going to turn in the turntables and I'm going to become a producer. And all at the same time, he met me. And 3 years later, we're still actively running together. He's very loyal to me, and I'm very loyal to him as well. I always tell him, look, if I go anywhere with this, I'm going to make sure that you have some type of piece of the pie, because he has not done anything but be right by me 100%. I also later met a gentleman by the name of Jim, who owns a studio it's called Soundwaves Studio, and this man was introduced to me by my brother, who became very passionate later on about my music and my endeavors. Because, you know, it's always hard to get your family to really understand what you're trying to do. But after a while, they start looking at it, and they're like, you know what, you actually can go somewhere with this. And my brother was trying to do what he could. He was trying to do what he could to make sure that I had a good recording studio, because my producer is my producer. You know, we don't record any music together. Not seriously, anyways. Every now and again, we'll get together, we'll come up with a concept, we'll run a practice track, you know what I'm saying, and we'll get up and we'll do some music like that. But everything that I want to record professionally goes through Soundwave Studio, and that's who I'm working with currently, and I have been working with for over a year now. He's also very loyal to me, does everything he can sonically to make sure that my music sounds professional. So shout out to him. But for this particular track, I actually utilized a gentleman who goes by Blaine Coffee. He's out here in Phoenix, Arizona. He's a rap artist as well. He actually would probably laugh at the title rap artist, because he is definitely what I would call hip-hop. He's hip-hop. But he also has his own studio. It's called Soda Studio. And he was the engineer behind For Bread. He recorded me. He mixed it. It was actually a funny situation when I met him and ended up recording For Bread. It was meant to be a practice run of a recording for him to prove to me that he could be an engineer. But then when I went into his studio and I laid the track, he was like, wait a minute, we're working on a hit. You know what I'm saying? And so he was like, you know, we're going to take this one step further. And, you know, he ended up putting all of his efforts into it 100% to make sure that that track was mixed and sounded the way that he did. He gave me the performance track. He gave me the radio edited version. And, you know, salute to him for that, you know what I'm saying, because it was meant to be like a practice run. But when we started feeling the fire, we was like, don't put out the flame, keep it going, you know what I'm saying. And, yeah, here we are now with For Bread sounding as professional as it is.
Well, I love what you said about go ahead. Go ahead, Nikki.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and finish.
Well, I was going to say, I love what you said about your family coming backing you up, because this is what I call it. I call it, you know, when the kid come home and say they want to do music, mom, dad, I want to be a musician, you know, and they if they have instruments, you know, they say, okay, but you got to play out in the backyard. So it's like,
it's true.
We don't know how good you are. And then if you start sounding good, they let you come in the house and practice.
Absolutely.
Have a lot of support? Well, do you have a lot of support from your family now?
I actually do. Like, nowadays, I mean, before it was a little tough getting them to understand just how serious I was. Because, you know, there's a lot of artists out there that, you know, they pick it up as a goal, and then before you know it, it's on the back burner. But I've been one individual, not just in my family, but just period. You know, I've been one individual that's remained consistent with it. They see how passionate I am. And my brother, shout out to him, he went to the studio. He actually paid for my very first two recording sessions with Soundwave Studio. And I was like, yo, you know, it was just such an amazing feeling that he was finally, you know, supportive. And then my mom, she's very supportive. She'll get out there. If I need her to, she'll put out business cards and, you know, she'll give out CDs and she'll sell them if she has to, you know, because generally if I have a project out that's not hitting stores or anything like that, I'll take donations for them and she'll go out there and she'll hit the ground. You know, if she's out at the store or something like that, she'll sell a CD and people will be tripping on it, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like my family, they are really backing me up now, and I couldn't thank them more, you know, because it feels good to be supported.
That's awesome that they are supportive. So I'm gonna let Unconventional has some questions for you. So, Unconventional, go ahead.
Yeah, so, City, so, you know, a lot of hip-hop artists and a lot of rappers these days don't understand. I wouldn't say don't understand, but they don't hone their craft. They don't try to go deeper than the novelty. What would you say to that? How do you feel about today's hip hop compared to 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna give you a quote from an artist who I happen to look up to. And what did she say? She said, "Come on, baby, light my fire." You know what I'm saying? So, Lauryn Hill said it the best. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta really talk about something that's gonna inspire the people. You know what I'm saying? Music isn't just about shaking your tail feather. It's not just about, you know, buying the next car or having the next nicest outfit or pair of shoes and things like that. Like, we have children out there who are already damaged enough from just things that are going on in their everyday world and their everyday surroundings. And, you know, like I said, music is something that's supposed to uplift the world. And I think that it should serve as a motivator as well. And that's what I would say to any artist out there, is to just keep that in mind first. It's okay to talk about what you're doing on the lavish level, but just remember that your music should serve a purpose and it should provide some type of form of knowledge and educate the people, as well as uplift them and make them feel a little bit more motivated and secure even with their current situation or whatever it is that they might be going through at the time, because everything in the world isn't perfect. And I think when we talk about living lavishly and, you know, all the jewels and gold and diamonds and bling and things like that, we forget that there's a struggle that comes first, you know what I'm saying, to get to that.
Right. In today's world, we see, you know, a lot of performers and artists have what I call yes men around them, you know, where it's like they're like, instead of being honest and saying, yo, dude, don't do that, they just be like, whatever, because they're getting the perks and the benefits of the artist too. How do you keep your circle? How do you keep people around you? Just keep it 100, and how do you feel about if you have a yes man or that in your particular group? What are your feelings on that?
Yeah, I'm not too comfortable with that, because, you know, I think for me to be a better person and to understand if, you know, there's something that maybe I could be doing better, I'd much rather have somebody in my circle that's going to keep it 100 with me. And, you know, because if you have a yes man in the circle, you got to wonder why and what's their ulterior motive behind those continuous yes man.
Right.
Yes, you know, I'm not too comfortable with that at all. You know, I prefer to have people around me in my circle who's going to be able to keep it honest with me and feel comfortable at the fact that, hey, it might hurt my feelings. I might even get mad at you, son, but I'm going to appreciate that you kept it real with me at the end of the day. That's going to serve way more purpose and value for me as a person, because, you know, every day as individuals, I believe it should be about self-development and improvement, and that's what I'm here for. And the only way to do that some of the time in our lives is to have people around us that are going to help us be able to get there.
Right.
I like what you said, because I think nowadays, you know, I like good music. I think that a lot of the performers I'm seeing now are just, you know, their music may be good and I like it, but then when you start looking at their personal life, and you can't help look at it because it's out there. I mean, there's some musicians, you'll never know much about their personal life unless they want you to, but a lot of the newer musicians, you know, they're out there in such a way that you kind of make people not want to be attracted to your music. You know, it's really hard to listen to what they're saying in their music when you're, you know, when your reputation is showing something else. So I like what you said. I like the, you know, I like the fact that you're keeping it real, but I'm not, but when I say keeping it real, I mean like keeping it real, like, you know, this is my life, you know, this is my inspiration. You know, I'm not out here just to, you know, show you by showing what I got or what I get or what I'm getting, because we know that a lot of musicians in reality, especially indie musicians, they're not making all that money that people think they are. It really
Correct.
Is a, it's really a hard industry. You really have to have something about you that about your music, actually, because what happens, your music becomes your legacy. Your music can outlive you, you know. Your music can
Absolutely.
Be played, yeah, long after, you know, you might decide to do something else in your life, and your music is still playing. And I
That's
think
right.
for indie, yeah, for indie artists, which is, I think is really cool, because the majority that I've met, they do their own writing. They're, you know, like you said, they're meeting people that just happen to come along when they need them, that become real, you know, they're real supporters. They're really part of their tribe, and they're putting out some really good stuff. It's just phenomenal when I think about a person can go on YouTube, keep producing them YouTube videos, and next thing you know, they're in mainstream music, you know, and I think that's really awesome what, you know, a musician can do from there. I want to play a little demo, short demo here real quick that Nicole sent, and we're going to talk about that. The name of this song is called Fly Away. We're
that's
talking
correct.
City Life. And we're talking about city life and unconventional. So take a listen to this little demo here.
Lifetime.
The trigger be happy, but you're feeling for family, so they cannot be happy, because the trigger be happy when it's feeling for family and the folks are no. I was thinking it can't be when they took my bro. I was drinking on brandy, trying to sip and coast. It seems we can't trust the soul. The good die young, but the evil don't. I'm seeing that this world is cold, but I'm trying to part ways from the people that hate. Everybody that's straight from the thing called trust. Everybody that's fake, trying to get in my way. I'll be quick to back up, I'll be like, no way. Get out my face. I'm seeing that you envy me, but I am protected by every angel watching over me.
There's many destroyed by money, haters, and greed. These haters really enjoy biting the hand that feeds. Although my people's gone, I hope you rest in peace. Keep watching over me, every angel spread their wings. Fly away, fly away.
Lifetime.
You know what, unconventional, why are you going to send me something where I can only hear a little bit? It's like, right when you start getting into it, it's like, what?
Why are you?
Okay.
Why are you going to call me out?
I'm like, you're up here sending me music. I'm like, oh, that sounds good. What?
No, it's an upcoming single, so we're giving you a little snippet because of other things that's going on and legal ramifications. So we're just giving snippets of the singles that we don't want to go out yet.
Well, all my listeners out there, because we're gonna have City back when she gets all this done, we'll have her back, and so you can hear the whole song, because that really sounded good. Can you tell me a little bit about that inspiration about Fly Away?
Absolutely. And this is probably one of the most profound inspirations of my music career, I promise. Well, I can't really promise, but at the time it was like, wow. I actually lost a friend that I grew up with. We grew up from junior high school to high school, and after that, you know, I ran into this gentleman all the time. He always had a smile on his face. He was a good dude, man. And his life was taken one night suddenly by a flyaway bullet, and it was the most devastating thing for me, because, you know, I just thought about every occasion when I met up with this dude and shook hands with him and hugged him, and we would hold a conversation for about 15 minutes or so, and he'd be on his way. One night I got a phone call, and I started seeing social media putting it out there that he was gone, and I was actually sitting on that beat, the instrumental from that song Fly Away. I was sitting on that beat for a while because it was originally meant to be an R&B track, but mm-hmm. For some reason I just couldn't pull an R&B track out for it. And then when he lost his life, I was at work one day and I played that beat, and immediately it dawned on me that this song needed to be for the deceased, for the people that we've lost, you know, due to wrongful death or illness or whatever the case may be. And and I actually started out writing that track right at work. And from there, I had a friend that came over to my house, and I told him, I said, look, you need a feature on this. And his name is Alvin Overstreet. He actually sings very heavily in church. And he also runs a nonprofit organization. I'm not sure what the name of it is, unfortunately, but his nonprofit organization is for people with cancer and things like that. And he came over, and I told him, I said, look, I need you on this track. And he said, well, I get on it, but you got to write the lyrics. So it fell back in my court. The ball was back in my court to write the lyrics for the hook. And he came as a backup vocal on that song for me. But just the way that it was delivered to me in terms of the inspiration, it was all due to my homeboy who lost his life wrongfully from a flyaway bullet. And then I also have a brother who's deceased as well. And so I kind of combined a few different names within the song who had been lost wrongfully to whatever, you know what I'm saying? And Flyaway mm-hmm. became the track. And I'm looking forward to the opportunity to actually put that track out and let the world hear it, because there's so many people out there who lose their lives wrongfully, but then they leave behind people like us who still feel the pain from it, you know? So I'm mm-hmm. looking forward to putting that track out eventually, for sure.
Well, I'm glad. That sounds like a very positive. I don't think that people realize that, you know, birth, life and death creates ripple effects in the energy. And so I think we forget that when someone passes, that, you know, they leave an essence of their energy behind, and it's a ripple effect in our, you know, in our time here. So that even when we hear about those tragedies and flyaways and whatnot, they're still part of their spirit that's left here, and that's great that, you know, you wrote it into the song. So I want to play Cloud Nine. And then we want to talk a little bit about that. You're listening to Vertical Live Radio's Music Cafe. Thank you for all the fans that support Vertical Life. And we're talking to City Life. She is our featured guest tonight from Phoenix, Arizona. We are live from Phoenix tonight. And so we're going to listen to the last demo that was sent in, and we're going to really insist that City Life come back and talk to us some more about her new music and when she finishes these tracks. So let's listen to Cloud Nine by City Life.
Lifetime.
Everybody pay attention, once I'm walking through the distance, I'm not worried about the haters, I'm prepared to keep my distance. I'm not tripping, I'm on cloud nine. When I walk up in the building, I'm in life, I make a killing. I'm not worried about their feelings, they just hate me cause I'm different. I'm not tripping, I'm on cloud nine. Hi, haters. You see me, and my swag pop out like it's 3D.
That's right.
So be easy, looking at me greasy. They say I'm on fire, then your pilot, so he needs me.
Lifetime.
Nice. You're listening to City Life on Vertical Live Radio's Music Cafe, and that was Cloud Nine. And I tell you have a great fresh hip hop sound to you. So I'm looking forward to your album, because I haven't heard female, especially a female, that's put out something really fresh as far as hip hop. A lot of it just sounds like repackaged music over and over again.
Exactly.
So I want to tell
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just repackaged, you know. And so I'm like, when I have these conversations with my friends that listen to music, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? It's like, hey, it's like, you know, it's not authentic. You know, it's just not authentic.
Yeah.
It's repackaged.
I was just talking to a couple of fellow friends of mine, and, you know, they were bringing up all the new rappers' names and everything, and, you know, they were like, oh, you don't like them like that, like them like that. I'm like, you know, no, not really, you know, because, you know, I feel that they're a novelty. I feel that the record companies got them out there doing this, the music, because it's easy money. It's money to make. I said, you know, my thing is I like people who come out that are lyricists, you know, and City Life is a FMC lyricist, you know. And I don't get big into a rap song nowadays where every other word is talking about this and bleep and bleep and bleep and bleep and bleep. You know, I can't even enjoy the song because I'm hearing so many bleeps,
right.
You know. Nowadays I'm starting to feel
the
bleep a part of the song. You know,
well,
I mean,
that's the next.
I'm ready for the bleep.
Well, that's the new song, Unconventional. Just you know, it's all about the bleep. Okay, it's all about.
Yeah, it's all about the bleep.
Hey, that'll be. Thanks for the idea. I'll take that one and run with it.
hey, that's a
it's
song.
All about the bleep.
It's all about the bleep.
I mean,
it's all about the bleep.
Have you ever been listening to the radio? You're like, okay, it's got a little beat to it, and you did the bleep, 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 bleep. Okay, all right, well. I can't even hear what they say, and there's so many bleeps.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know what? You said that you gravitate towards Lauryn Hill, who I love, and KRS-One, City Life.
Yes,
and you said
yes.
That they both give you a lot of insight and influence.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, it's just like when you have, you know, a class and you're teaching students, it's very important that you at some point bring up history in that subject because, and I hear, by the way, that they're trying to remove that from the schools. I'm very disappointed in that. But I think that we need to stay connected to our past in some way, shape, or form, at least the positive sides of it and aspects of life, because that's what we can continue to churn and turn to make this world a better place. You know, and now I'm quoting Michael Jackson. Rest in peace. But, you know, that's one of the reasons why I gear more towards KRS-One and the Talib Kweli's and Lauryn Hill and, you know, some of the older artists. It's not because I'm trying to be on an old school level at all, because you still got to have a new school flair. But, I mean, you know, it all goes back to what I said in terms of educating the audience, you know, and still allowing them to be able to shake and groove to your tune.
Right, exactly. Right. I think so, too. I really do think that. Well, City, you know what? I am so glad to have you on tonight. I appreciate you allowing us to play your new song and to hear some clips from your upcoming music. I'm looking forward to having you come back and really do a program when you get that album out there. Definitely. For my audience, you're going to be able to hear City Life song for Bread. We're going to post it where you'll be able to get the link through.
That's wonderful. I appreciate the opportunity to join you tonight. Just a couple of shout-outs real quick. I do want to thank Tania with Red to Green Light Productions, who is also responsible for the video recording on For Bread. That's coming soon, so be on the lookout for the video. Also want to thank Fresh Design. I also want to thank Crush Designs for the graphics on the Four Bread cover. That does have a bonus track on there titled Life in the City, also produced by DJ Bombay, and there's also going to be a video coming up for Life in the City, and that's going to be recorded by Red to Green Light Productions as well. And then thank you so much, Music Cafe, Unconventional. I appreciate y'all.
No doubt. Much love. Are we having technical difficulties? Having a bit of technical difficulties.
mind, stimulation, stimulation. Intellect exceeds her beauty. Lotus flower giving gratification, non depending on any man or anyone. She is good. A circumstance in an environment that only makes you a circumstance. She rises.
She doing good, real good, yeah, real good. Yeah, Dominican, feminine, wear Timberland. Drive the S-Class and only hang with niggas with a coke bottle frame. So tremendous and splendid, fabulous, she beautiful. Down to a cuticle, award winner stunning. So complimenting, never understood why she had low self-esteem. You picture perfect, trust me, you worth it. Anything in this world, you got it, you deserve it. All that I need to get by is me and you. You more than the look of your clothes or what you do. Still turned off from when you enter a room by the flowers that smell from the scent of your perfume. You elevate my mind so I alone. The rose petals trail from the bedroom to the bathroom. Open legs, waterfall so immaculate. Staying in the lover, hoping I don't get trapped in it.
Chick fast, she got it, she doing good. Chick fast, she got it, she doing good. Chick fast, she got it, she doing good. New house, new job, new money, she doing good.
Sophisticated in the awe. Come from the ghetto, used to hang in King's Hall. Other girls in the night, but she be in before dark. Always had aspirations for college, down in Clark. Her mind make her fine, not only an asset. Two cars, two jobs, and got a good man. Remind me of Beyonce, finding down the earth. Little timid in her ways, baby girl would never curse. Infatuated with her ways, I get stimulated. Exotic being. That talk so jaded, but anything in life she afraid is her making. If I come up from the bottom, depending on no
man,
ain't all about her flyness, it's just about her sex. Ain't all about the car she drives and all about her check. Mesmerizing, an unthorn flower gives light to the day and exceeds all hours.
Chick fast, she got it, she doing good. Chick fast, she got it, she doing good. Chick fast, she got it, she doing good. New house, new job, new money, she doing good. Chick fast, she got it, she doing good. Chick fast, she got it, she doing good. Chick fast, she got it, she doing good. New house, new job, new money, she doing good.
Silence, golden, yes, my caged soul needs to sing. Silence, off her chest and free my inner string. Leave the veil that she throws when she adorns my throne. What she squeezes the life out of my every note. Silence, no more silence. Silence, no more silence. silence. Wisdom wants the answers in the wind of will. Mind and tongue as one intertwined. Only then can she spin a web around my chest and give my loyal muse a well-deserved rest. Silence. No more silence. Silence. No more silence. Silence made in heaven, so we'll speak no hell denies. Up your words, the living right to spell. Covers up this madness that's tearing me apart, and saves her holy void with my muffled heart. Silence. No more silence. Advertise a lifetime holiday, and before you know it, you're confined to a hole. Cannot move a chord to the call of your soul. Silence. Since her tongue is a blade, never cry.